Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
All right. Let's just jump right in. Thunder and Lightning live postgame. Look at our cool little thing we got here. Look, we look so professional. I love to see it. Thunder and Lightning live, postgame live, presented by Paul Davis Restoration, presented by Stones Jewelry, and welcome to the show, presented by the Mississippi State University College of Business. And we are off and running here, as is Mississippi State, a tremendous, tremendous first game for the Bulldogs. Final score here at Davis-Wade Stadium, 62-13. You know, we'll start with Paul Davis. They say when disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Can Paul Davis get to Ann Arbor? There was a disaster there. Those poor guys. I'm telling you guys, before we even get into Mississippi State, Mississippi State and ULM, a little bit of audio clipping, doing the best I can here, guys. I've got to turn this down. How we sound now, guys? We sounding better? Just let me know. Anyway, if what happened in Ann Arbor, Michigan, it is super loud. Let me see if I can just bring that down a little bit. If what happened in Ann Arbor, Michigan happened here in Davis-Wade Stadium, that'd be my last time here. It'd be my last time. I'd call it a career. We just move on with our lives and call it a day. So, that being said, let's thank our sponsor. As I said, when disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Our expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them today at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. In Starkville, in Tupelo, in the Golden Triangle, call Paul Davis Restoration. All right. Tremendous offensive game for Mississippi State. A total of 762 yards. That is a school record, 62 points. Gosh, I'm trying to think just off the top of my head. What's the last time Mississippi State scored this many points on an FBS school? I know there's plenty of FCS games like this, but man, they really played pretty well tonight. Kamario Taylor, you got to see what the hype is about. You know, if you were still not sold on Kamario Taylor, you saw some of it tonight. 22 of 34, 354 yards, 4 touchdowns. Also rushes for 59 yards, has a touchdown there as well. The throw that the one play he had in the third quarter where he scores the touchdown, throws a touchdown pass, where he throws a 60-yard bomb where basically he can't even really step into the throw. He's in the pocket. That's what people have been talking about for such a long time with Kamario Taylor, and now you see it. Just an unbelievable play for him. I thought offensively State, you know, what did we talk about last week on the podcast, right? Yards per carry from the running backs. Well, J.J. Hill, obviously a monster night. Looks really, really fun-looking prospect there. He has 17 yards a carry. He has a 57-yard run in there. Colin Wilson, 13.3 per carry. Fluff Bothwell, the guy who's in there with the first team and playing against their first team defense when they were still, you know, technically in the game. 6 yards a carry, though. Xavier Gayton, 9 yards a carry. So State got good push on the offensive line from a red zone perspective. State was pretty good down there. 6 of 6, you'll take that all day long. Didn't put a lot of pressure on Kamario Taylor. Didn't take a sack. Had a couple times he was flushed out of the pocket, but, you know, honestly, if you're Mississippi State, you kind of want him to be flushed out of the pocket a few times because you know the weapons he has when he gets out there and runs the football. Defensively, it was okay. It was fine. 278 yards, so under 300 yards. They held ULM to 3.5 yards per carry, only 140 yards in the air. No turnovers, couple of sacks, couple of tackles for loss here and there, but nothing just stood out to me. I know we'll probably have people talking about playing vanilla. We're going to talk about that more on the podcast tomorrow. So I thought the defense was fine. Like, if you made me grade the defense, I would say it was probably a B plus. You know, I didn't think it was an A. They could have gotten more pressure. They could have forced some turnovers. But we'll see where that goes. By the way, I just want a quick note here. Speaking of history and things, maybe the hottest game I've ever been to up here. And, like, for it to be nighttime like this, it is crazy how hot. I mean, you guys can see the sheen, I'm pretty sure, up here. So I thought, by and large, though, State played a very clean game. And that's the thing that stood out to me in the first half, is that no penalties, no blown coverages. You know, you did have one play where Camario throws the ball. He underthrows it. It probably should have been an interception. But by and large, it was a very clean, clean game. And that is something that Mississippi State, I think, needed. They needed to show execution. They needed to show the fact that they could play and play within themselves. So that B-plus is a good little spot. It's a good little spot. Jason Gault, he's right. You're still sweating them wings out. Could be it. It really could be. It is so hot. So by and large, I thought, you know, I came away from the first half thinking, if I had to write out the script for Mississippi State, that's what it would have looked like. Total domination. This game was never in any doubt. It was what we talked about all week on Sports Talk Mississippi and on Thunder and Lightning. The optics of this game had to be really, really good for Mississippi State. They needed to dominate this game from start to finish, and that's exactly what they did. You know, middle of the third quarter, they had a little bit of a lull there where it looks like, for a second there, it looked like they were going to, ULM was going to score and maybe, you know, not be able to cover the spread, which, by the way, executive lock of the week. All right, back in business. Back in business. But this play, they played really, really well. And I thought it was an outstanding performance for Mississippi State. A lot of you guys are mentioning Anthony Evans. We'll just go ahead and make him our Stones Jewelers Diamond of the Game. Since 1976, Stones Jewelry has been the trusted name for exquisite one-of-a-kind pieces. Whether it's a stunning engagement ring, a timeless watch, or a custom-designed necklace, their expert jewelers will help you find something as unique as the person you're celebrating. Stop by and see their beautiful collection at 709 West Main Street. That's Stones Jewelry, downtown Tupelo. You'll find the perfect piece to make any moment special. When you think of jewelry, think of Stones. Yes, Camario Taylor is going to have plenty of opportunities to be our Stones Jewelry Diamond of the Week. Let's give it to Anthony Evans, who I thought, never mind the stats being really good, I just thought he looked really sharp. Caught the ball with his hands, bringing it into his body, running sharp, crisp routes, making tacklers miss. I really thought that he was fantastic tonight. And just a really solid game for him. So it's 7 catches, 118 yards, a touchdown. Kind of interesting. State's leading receiver had 7 catches for 118 yards. State's leading rusher had 7 carries for 118 yards. What a odd coincidence, but that's for J.J. Hill. And J.J. Hill could have been our Diamond of the Week, obviously, as well. But, you know, Evans doing it in the first half will put that well. You guys are mentioning the O-line. I thought they were much better tonight. Now, goes back to what we talked about many, many times, right? That they should have been much better. This is a team they should dominate, but they did. They ran the ball effectively. They protected Camario Taylor. You can't ask for a lot more than that. You know, you can only play who's in front of you, and if you're playing who's in front of you and they're not getting to the quarterback and you're running the football, well, then you're doing what you've got to do. I liked that Mississippi State got, 4 touchdown passes to 4 different receivers tonight. Touchdowns for McGee, Evans, Johnson, and Reagans. Marquise Johnson is a guy, he's going to continue to get more and more reps in this offense. You can see the talent there. I had a source tell me tonight that in reality, Johnson's probably the second best receiver on this team. It's just getting him to do all the little things there. By and large, though, for State, just exactly what they want. Somebody asking me here on the it's not the C Spire text line, but the text line, Are you as worried about the Minnesota game as you were 24 hours ago? Well, I'll be honest with you now. I said last week on the show, I'm very confident this team can go and beat Minnesota. The athletes are just better at Mississippi State. I agree with this. The last couple of years, the O-line would have struggled. Yeah, that's correct. They absolutely won. Camario did drop a I'd rather be called Batman, though. He may shout you out. He should shout me out. We had a connection over the Batman stuff. Backup center injury. Guys, we got to do this again. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with the center. You guys watching at home would be better off than me. Two sacks or four tackles for loss enough. We'll talk about the defensive line in just a minute. Camario, pocket awareness is really good. That was something I was kind of impressed with in the first half, is that he was staying in the pocket, going through his reads, going through his progressions. He had the time to do that. So that's obviously a good start. So Braden Parker says, we looked more impressive than South Carolina today. You can make that case for sure. South Carolina did have a good win. There's no doubt about that. But State was really good today. State played this game the way they absolutely needed to play it. They dominated it from start to finish. There was never any opportunity to be worried. There was never anything. I hope they're not going to play this Levy press conference loud over the speakers. Don't do that to me, guys. It's looking like it's going to happen. Oh, they are. All right, you may just have to hear from Jeff Levy. Would you like me to do some quotes? Again. Yeah. There's no need for this, guys. Nobody wants to hear that. People want to hear me, don't they? What a crazy throw. What about the crazy throw from Camario Taylor? Yes. That's the play, like I said. If you're just going to watch highlights, that's the one who's going to be, you know, that's the one you're going to be shouting out. That's the one you're going to be looking at and going, okay, I see it. I see the hype. Fluff 9 for 52 looks so average. He looked fine, guys. You're really reaching. You're really reaching for things to nitpick, guys. I got a nitpick. We're gonna go over that in just a minute. But I mean, he averaged what 9 for 52 is what 5.8 yards per carry. 6 yards per carry is not average. It's absolutely fine to average 6 yards a carry. If they had handed him the ball 12, 15 times today, he would have been well over 100 yards. No problem. So I'm so sweaty, guys. Guys, I'm sweaty. Don't worry, the speaker system is bad enough. We can't hear. You're right. The third of the back pylon is not great. It's not. There were a couple of times where but I'm not a big fan of the third of the back pylon anyway. I mean, just throw it up, you know, stuff like that. I wanted to. What was I going to go over here? Oh, let's just do a quick SEC scoreboard here, if we can. No big upsets in the conference today, but some interesting results as you look around the SEC. We'll start here. Let me pull this up here. Obviously, as we mentioned, Mississippi State, a 62-13 win over the ULM Warhawks. Florida, 2 minutes to go in that one. They are well on their way. Michael Borky's lock of the week, 59-21, the Gators there. Woo, Clemson. You know, part of me hoped that something could, and when he threw an interception on the second play, I was like, but no, it's not going to happen. 31-3 LSU. As I said all week, good things happen to bad people. Georgia with a rare cover of one of those big spreads, but they beat Tennessee State 63-3. Texas all over Texas State 59-7. Texas A&M all over Missouri State 50-0. Alabama, that 48-10 is not as indicative of what that game was as you would like, but they did win easily. Tennessee with a 56-9 win over Furman. South Carolina 57-0 over Kent State. 45-13, Kentucky beats Youngstown State. And then you got the interesting games. Austin Peay, Vanderbilt. Vandy gets the win 28-9. I mean, that's an FCS team. That's not what it's not what you want. It's not what you want. Arkansas 31-14 against North Alabama. That's an FCS team. That is not what you want. It's not what you want, Hogs. Not good. And then Auburn Baylor. Auburn wins 17-16. Goodness gracious. But Baylor scores with 9 seconds to go. They go for two. They don't get it. The stats for Byron Brown are not good. 26 of 35, 259, and 3 interceptions. He was sacked 5 times. Right now, if we're playing the I want to look ahead. You know, Lebby won't look ahead. I will. If you want to play that game right now, you should feel like the just based off your week one vibes, whatever you want to call it, that Mississippi State wins games against Auburn and Vanderbilt here in Starkville, you're going to feel pretty good about them. That is right from their former Mississippi State quarterback Chris Parson at Austin Peay. So Clemson is bad. That's not surprising though, right? When in this day and age of college football, if you refuse to use the portal, you're not going to have good teams. This is how college football works nowadays, guys. You have to have the portal. And if you don't use that, this is what you get. You're down 28 points at halftime. You know, this is Clemson. This is a program that wins a lot of games, and now they're not going to be doing that. Is it safe to feel confident we can win against South Carolina in 2 weeks? You can have some confidence that they can win that game. I'm not saying that they will win that game, but based on what you saw today, here's what I'm going to say about this. Someone says, worry about Minnesota. Guys, we can worry about whatever we want. We're not on the team. We're not worried about that. You may not like what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it. This is the first game where you think about the way Ole Miss plays against these clearly outmatched teams, and they're just running up stats, and they're like, what are they doing? This is the first time State's really done that since Lebby's been here, where they've just absolutely blasted an FBS opponent. And so I feel like, yeah, you can have some confidence in what this team is going to do. Now, we got to find out. Will I be in Minnesota next week? No, I don't think I should try that. You know, people, my last name up there doesn't seem like a great idea. So we'll just stay here in Mississippi and watch the game, and we'll do the post-game show live from the Super Talk Studios. So you can have confidence in this team, though. I feel like just watching them play, I think you can feel like this team can go to South Carolina. This team can go to Minnesota. This team can beat Missouri when they play them here. Now, after that, you get into the Alabama, LSU, Texas, and that's going to take a little bit more confidence, right? That's going to take me seeing them string together some wins and do that. So this offense can overcome a bad defensive performance, and we don't have a bad defense. Let's talk about the defense. And this is our newest segment here on Post Game Live. We're going to call it, It's Not Personal, It's Just Business. And that's brought to you by the Mississippi State University College of Business. Since 1915, Mississippi State's College of Business has excelled in academics, research, and service. With a focus on experiential learning, problem solving, and leadership, their graduates are prepared to tackle the challenges of an evolving world. Keep up with the College of Business on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and their website, business.msstate.edu. Experience Bulldog Business with the Mississippi State's College of Business. So what we're going to do every week is even in a game like this, we're just going to nitpick something. All right. Now, sometimes it'll be a little more obvious, but this one, we got to nitpick a little bit. And it's not personal. It's just business. And this week, as somebody mentioned it earlier in the chat, it's going to be the D-line. 4 tackles for a loss and 2 sacks. That's kind of Would have liked to have seen more. You know, especially here we go. We got somebody already in there. Oh, God, we have to listen to another year of this guy. He knows nothing about football. You don't have to listen. If you tell me who's holding you hostage, I will send someone there. I will get some help to you. I'll do whatever I can to help. I promise. You don't have to listen at all, though. I promise. But that being said, yeah, I didn't feel like the D-line had a lot of push. I didn't feel like they didn't get a lot of pressure. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more. I'm sure, as I said earlier, it will be rationalized under the idea of, well, they were trying to play vanilla and they were trying to, you know, they didn't want to show too much. Just play, man. I that's what I say. Just play your defense. You know, there's enough film out there on Zach Arnett that people know what he is and what he's about and what he can do. By the way, here we in the chat, I want your thoughts. Zach Arnett in the orange, our thoughts. What do we think about that? So, but that's my nitpick. That's it's not personal. It's just business. Brought to you by the Mississippi State University College of Business. So 62-13 is your final. Looking at Lebby, he looks like he's in fine fettle, as they would say. I'm blasting this from my HOA guest house outdoor speakers. Well, appreciate you. Thank you very much. Get out of this. So we got. It feels like it's a kind of a split decision on the orange. I get why he does it. He wants to be noticeable. But it feels like it's easier just to say, look, all the other coaches are going to wear white and he can wear black. So, I don't know. So you don't think the defense is better. They give up one touchdown and you complain. Did you just miss the whole – you know what? I'm going to save you some trouble, boss. Just, yeah. Out you go. I just don't have time. Again, I said it's going to be a nitpick. Why don't they understand? Does the Maroon and Company have that orange shirt with the interlocking? I'll find out for you. That'll be something. Maroon and Company with a little bit of orange. Just a tad bit of orange. Chelsea will lose tomorrow. Well, that could very well happen. We'll worry about that a little bit. We'll worry about that some other time. His mustache should stand out enough. You don't have to look for him. He's the guy over on the sideline going absolutely ballistic. That's all you need to know. So, yeah, I feel like I said, I'm just going to have to nitpick something there. That's what tonight's was. Defensively, they were fine. They gave up less than 300 yards. They gave up one touchdown. Big shout-out to ULM's kicker, though. He's real good. Real good player. Can we get a blaze orange interlocking hat for deer season? I'm just saying, if you're listening, Maroon & Co. J.J. Hill, let's talk about him a little bit. That's a guy that, you know, I saw him play in high school. And I can't say that about a lot of these players, but I did see him, and I was like, man, that guy can play. He looks like a SEC football player. Then in the spring game, I thought he was very impressive. Thought he looked really, really good. And then tonight, you know, so I've seen J.J. Hill play three games in my life. I saw him play against Starkville in his junior year. I saw him play in the spring game, spring practice here, and now I've seen him here. So I've seen him play three times, and he's been good all three times. Obviously, you know, it's late in the game. They're you know, working out the kinks. You're playing a bunch of third stringers. But, I mean, I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the young man. And so, I mean, yeah, it's just a good freshman class, it feels like. Zion Crumpton had a couple of plays. Camden Capehart had a couple of plays. Didn't do much tonight, but I know Cooper Crosby is super talented. Dalton Toothman is super talented. What do I think about the secondary? It didn't really get tested. You know, I thought the coverage was good tonight. When you look at ULM's numbers overall, we're talking about, what, 16 of 28 for 140 passing yards. I mean, that's fine. You'll take that all day long. Kelly Jones locked down his half of the field. I don't think they threw at Kelly Jones one time. So, I coach high school football. The way coaches talked about him in high school, he was impossible to game plan for. He's just different. All right, first off, so let's not get sued by Lane Kiffin there. But, yeah, I think J.J. Hill is going to be a superstar. I don't have any doubt about that. I've been saying that for quite some time. I think he's got a lot of potential, and he is going to be a guy. I'll be interested to see if his role can increase. Like, because I thought Colin Wilson and Xavier Gayton were good tonight too. State's running game was pretty good. You know, somebody mentioned that Bothwell was ordinary. I don't necessarily agree with that, but outside of them, you know, everybody is up around 8, 9, 10 yards per carry. And then we have it there. K1 is him. You see the talent, right? And you see the athleticism, you see the arm talent, you see it all. So we the load hole thing is funny. It's just kind of funny, right? The state has a good offensive line game on a night where he's not here. I thought that was kind of funny. So anyway, all right. Carlo and I are actually going to record Thunder and Lightning tonight. I will put it up in the morning. We'll let this have a little breathing time, and then we'll. There's K1 up there on the. Screen. He's got a big smile on his face. So, oh, we're going to go him with the one in there. I'm down for that. It makes sense when you think about it. So, I think we intentionally play conservative on the defensive side to have a better edge against Minnesota next week. I mean, I get what you're saying. But at the same time, I look at it and say, these guys know what Zach Arnett is. Like, Minnesota's coaches are not going to look at this film and go, okay, I guess that's the kind of defense Zach Arnett runs. They're going to look at everything else. We got to work some Batman-related nicknames for K1. I'm a big Batman guy, and I see Justin Strawn's in here. I know he's a big Batman guy. We'll figure something out. I'm trying to think what I would. I don't know. We'll figure it all out though. All right, so here's what's going to happen. Miss what happened to Load Hold. He was suspended tonight. Steve Robertson reported that. Was suspended by the NCAA for one game due to a tampering issue. Apparently he tampered with a player who ended up at Mississippi State. I didn't read the article. That's what I was told. So there you go. All right. Thunder and Lightning tomorrow morning. So that means I'm still workshopping Carlo's segment. I have an idea. We'll let you know what that is tomorrow. But, of course, the things that are true. And, of course, no coffee is for closers. I'm still just going to give you guys Dark Knight with a one. I like that. I don't mind that. We'll see. We'll workshop that. I think I'm still going to feel – how do I feel about another quarterback wearing the 15? I mean, it's not retired, so we'll see how that goes. Anyway, we'll have it all tomorrow. I may still give Michigan no coffee. They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it, but we'll do that another time. Guys, as always, really appreciate you guys coming on with me live, especially this time of night. We will talk to you again very, very soon. Like I said, Thunder and Lightning will be up tomorrow, early morning, early afternoon, late morning. Something like that. We'll figure it all out. Talk to you guys then. This has been Thunder and Lightning Live, post-game live, presented by Paul Davis Restoration, Stone's Jewelry, and the Mississippi State University.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.